Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There's a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. Entrepreneur Architect Podcast, Episode 19. Welcome to this episode of the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast. My name is Mark R. LePage, and this is the podcast dedicated to a successful life as a small firm architect. My goal is to inspire you to build a better business so that you may pursue your purpose with passion and live the life of your dreams. Do you ever get overwhelmed with all the responsibilities you have? Of course you do. You're an architect. We are born and bred to be overwhelmed and stressed. Well, today I'm going to share my 6 steps for accomplishing your goals without feeling overwhelmed. But before we get into that, I want to talk a little bit quickly about last week's episode where I had the pleasure to speak with futurist David Zock. We had a great chat about so many things, from David's thoughts on the future of architecture to how to get started in public speaking. Did you know that futurism is a career? I had no idea. So check out that episode and let me know what you think. And on the blog this week, I shared my own social media strategies for business success. I listed every channel I visit each day, and I described how and why I use each one. Do you use social media for business? Check out the article and leave me a comment. Let me know what you think. So let's get right into the topic for this week. I often feel overwhelmed with all the things I'm doing. My firm, Five Cat Studio Architecture, is finally thriving again. We may be the busiest it's ever been, and the scope of our projects have finally creeped back up to the size of our planned target market. I'm slowly building our virtual staff, collaborating with architects in remote studios, but most of our work is still being managed by me and one local project manager. Anne Marie dedicates her days to design, as that's her role in the partnership. We have it all under control and our clients are happy, but I need to get back to what I do best. I need to spend more time working on my firm rather than in my firm. I'm an entrepreneur at heart, and that is where my strengths lie. At Entrepreneur Architect, things are crazy as well. I'm working very hard to provide the best content I can create. My passion is to share what I know and encourage others to do the same. And I'm using Entrepreneur Architect as a vehicle to do just that. My purpose on this earth has become clear to me, and teaching and supporting others through my words and through my voice is what I love to do. Entrepreneur Architect is slowly becoming an influential force in the profession. Every day I receive more and more encouraging feedback on the work that I'm doing here, and I know that I'm making a difference. And you are the reason that I keep doing what I do. But with everything I'm doing, it does get a bit overwhelming at times. My top priority is always being a great dad and supporting Anne-Marie as a good husband. My family always comes first. So how can I do it all? How can you do it all? I'm sure that you're busy too. The economy is finally improving and our boards are quickly filling up with new work. And I know you have passions outside your firm. You want to accomplish great things and you want to lead others to do their best work and be supportive spouses and responsible parents. How do we do it all? How can we get it all done without breaking down? I am a case study for this topic, a crash test dummy, as my friend Pat Flynn likes to say. As you can hear from the description of my life that I just presented, if I just keep working full speed ahead with each of my endeavors, I won't be around to see the results of any of it. I'll be in a hospital somewhere recovering from exhaustion, or worse. So today, I'm going to share with you how I'm keeping it all together, how I keep going, proceeding successfully with everything I want to accomplish, and avoiding the inevitable crash from overwhelm and stress. Here are my 6 steps for accomplishing your goals without feeling overwhelmed. If you want to accomplish anything, whether it's building a strong firm or leading a healthy family, the first thing we need to do is plan. So that's it. Number one, create a plan. I wrote an article as part of my Entrepreneur Architect Academy blog post series about a year ago about how to develop a life plan. You could find that article at entrearchitect.com/lifeplan. It breaks down the process of creating a plan for the life that you want to live, and it starts with your dreams. I recommend that you start by writing a vision narrative. What do you want your life to look like in 5 or 10 years from now? Prepare a written narrative of the life that you dream about. What does it look like? What does your business look like? Your family? Your passions? Don't hold back and don't be realistic here. This is an exercise intended to get all your hopes and dreams out of your head and onto paper. The vision narrative is one of my favorite exercises. I've been writing vision narratives my entire life. They're also called daydreams. And I am an Olympian of daydreamers. And I can guess that you probably are too. Once you have your vision narrative written, narrow it down to just a few sentences, and those sentences become your vision statement. And that's the statement you can use to guide your path to success. I recommend that you do read the article about creating a life plan. If you follow all the steps that I laid out there, you'll have a plan that you can use for the rest of your life. As you evolve and your priorities change, because as we know from episode 16, they will change, you can update and edit your plan to stay on track and continue to move toward your goals forever. And that leads us to the next step. Step 2 is set goals. When you write your plan, it will include many goals. Goals for your career, goals for your finances and for your family. You'll have spiritual goals, physical goals, intellectual goals, social goals, goals for every dimension of your life. These goals are the things that we should be working on a day-to-day basis. Are we working towards our goals? Because if not, we need to shift our priorities and focus on our goals. If our current job won't allow us to reach our goal, then we need to either modify that goal or find another job. Our actions must be in alignment with our goals. And I don't mean to make this sound easy. It's not. It's the toughest thing in the world for me. I have all my goals, and every day I find myself working on tasks that eat away at my progress. I spend hours sorting email or filing documents, or paying bills. None of these things will lead me to accomplishing my goals. So here I'm going to recommend another blog post from the Entrepreneur Architect Academy series. It's the first post of the series on personal productivity. The post will show you how to get things done, how I get things done on a daily basis. What the article does not cover at all, and it should, but it doesn't, is delegation. And that's something I'm working on as I build my own virtual team. I'll talk about delegation and my team on another episode of the podcast, so stay tuned for that. But if you want to read the article on personal productivity, go to entrearchitect.com/productivity. Number 3 is a very important step. My number 3 step for accomplishing your goals without feeling overwhelmed is be optimistic, yet realistic. When you read about goal setting in many books, it's often recommended that we set big goals, that we feel are just outside of the possibility of achieving. This allows us to reach our fullest potential and achieve great things. And this may be true, but these tips that I'm giving you here today are not only about achieving our fullest potential and reaching our goals. We're also trying to not feel overwhelmed. The feeling of stress that massive goals produce is the number one contributor toward our feelings of overwhelm. How are we going to possibly achieve such a massive goal? So my recommendation is yes, be optimistic. Don't set goals that are too simple, things that you know you will achieve just by moving forward in your day-to-day routine. That's not really a goal, that's life. Our intent here is to achieve greatness, yet do it without getting sick. So be realistic with your goals. Set them at a level that, yes, that they're grand, and they help you move toward your dreams, the dreams of your vision narrative, but also set them at a level that you know is actually possible. One of my goals is to be an influential force in the profession of architecture. That's a pretty big deal. I want to move the momentum of the profession from where it is today to a place that I would be proud to have my children dedicate their lives to. Yes, I know, that's a very big goal. Optimistic? Yes. Unrealistic? No way. I know that if I continue to do what I'm doing and grow Entrepreneur Architect into a global movement, the profession will respond. Another goal I have is to move away from the client model at Five Cat Studio into a development model, where we'll design and we'll build our own custom homes. Again, that would require a big shift in the way we do business. It would require a lot of money, and it would require some major risk, but it's not unrealistic. With a plan in place to accomplish these goals, we'll make them happen, and we'll stay sane in the process. Timelines are also really important here. Make sure that we're being realistic with our timelines. Optimistic, yet realistic. I'm not going to shift the direction of the profession in 6 months. It may take my entire life, and that's okay. Our first custom house designed and built and funded by Five Cat Studio, it's not going to happen this year. There are many things that need to happen first. It'll take time. By being realistic with our timelines, we can limit the feelings of overwhelm associated with impossible deadlines. Okay, so number four is enjoy small victories. Once we've set our goals, the next step is to start chipping away at accomplishing them. Part of the planning process is to develop action plans for each of your goals. How are we going to actually complete and accomplish these goals? My approach to this is to take small steps. Set mini goals that are easier to reach and take less time to accomplish. Each time we complete one of these small steps, we feel a sense of accomplishment. Endorphins literally shoot through our veins and we physically feel good about the work that we've completed. It gives us the motivation and the energy to continue on and take things to the next level. So along our journey towards success, we want to enjoy many small victories. An object in motion stays in motion. Step 5, keep moving forward. Whenever I get bogged down with tasks that I should not be doing, it slows me down and I lose momentum. If we work each day and stay focused on moving forward a little bit each day, we'll eventually reach our goals. Our mini goals and small victories can help with this. When we like what we're doing and we feel good about doing it, we want to do more and we'll keep moving forward. My final step is probably the most important, and possibly the one that I have the most trouble with. Number 6 is stay healthy. As architects, it's easy to spend our days behind our computers working on our goals. I do it every day. I head down to the studio around 9 o'clock in the morning, and before I know it, the kids are arriving home from school and the day is almost over. Then after dinner, I head back down and I spend several more hours working on Entrepreneur Architect. Many hours sitting and gazing into a computer monitor. And with all the snow that we've been having, my walking trails are totally inaccessible, and I haven't been exercising like I should. So this is a wake-up call for me as much as it is for you. If we don't stay healthy, the rest of what we're doing is all done in vain. What's the point if by the time we accomplish our goals, we're sick and we can't enjoy the results of our hard work? So eat right, get out, and find some way to move around. Accomplishing great things, having influence, designing architecture that will impact society for generations, it all contributes to a life worth living. But make sure you have a life worth living and stay healthy. So there you have my 6 steps for accomplishing your goals without feeling overwhelmed. Number 1, create a plan. Number 2, set goals. Number 3, be optimistic yet realistic. Number 4, enjoy small victories. Number 5, keep moving forward. And number 6, stay healthy. I hope it helps you on your journey to greatness, and I hope that you find the success of your dreams. I'd love to know what you think of this episode. What are your goals, and what are some of the small victories that you've enjoyed recently? Go to the post for this episode at entrearchitect.com/episode19 and share your thoughts. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and I hope you found it worth your time to listen. And I'd love for you to just do me one quick favor. Please visit iTunes and leave me a review for the show. I'm working really hard at making this thing really, really good, and I hope you like it. Go to entrearchitect.com/iTunes, and that link will take you right to my iTunes page. You can just sign in there and let me know what you think. I'd love an honest critique of the show. Those reviews and star ratings help other entrepreneur architects find the show. If you like the information I share here on the podcast and over on the blog, it would be great if you could show the love by leaving me a review. I'd really, really appreciate it. So until next week, my name is Mark R. LePage, and I am an entrepreneur architect. Thanks for listening.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns. What's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short haul, frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.